Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited my good friend Kimberly Crow is here with us today, back again. And so we haven't talked in a while, so we're just catching up a little bit. But I'm so excited she's here with us, and we're going to be doing some live transmissions. We're going to be talking about connecting to your superpowers and something else. There's always more, right? And so because with Kimberly, it's always in the moment, whatever is going on, whatever is coming through, and it's also based on your questions too, right? So I'm excited about the conversation, about the live transmissions that she's going to be doing, and about whatever guidance is going to come through for all of us. So yay, fun. I'm already starting to get hot, so the energy is already flowing during this call. So it's like, I'm glad I have my water, because like, whew, sweating. So for those of you who don't know Kimberly, she's been on our show many times, and when I was looking at something earlier, it's like I saw the list of all the different summits or series that you've been on, Kimberly. So I was like, oh wow, it's been a long time. So which is awesome, and I also love playing with you and sharing your wisdom, sharing your energy, sharing your tools and your live transmissions, because they're so powerful. And your guidance in the moment, which is always like so spot on and relevant. So I'm excited about what is going to come through for all of us. And for me, it's fun because since we haven't had a chance to catch up too much yet on the call, it's going to be like, oh, I wonder what has Kimberly been doing? What has Kimberly been up to lately, right? And so can you share just a little bit, Kimberly, because I know you've been going through some transitions too. Just share a little bit about what's been going on with you and what you're moving into in the near future. I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay. No, that's great. So I know a lot of people actually have been going through this, and even people that, I'm going to use the word muggles, you know, that they don't know they woke yet.
Right.
Have been going through these energy shifts. And yeah, we're always going through it. But in this month of May, the first 2 weeks of May, I swear I slept through the whole first 2 weeks. Mm. It was like, that's all like huge amount of times, like 12 hours. And then I'd get up and take another 2 hour nap. And I was going out a lot. And it was, and I kept thinking, what is going on? What is happening that I'm out so much? And then this week has been this real erratic sleeping pattern where I might go to bed at 9:30, or I go to bed at 11:30, and then I'm up at 3:30, and then I'm up from 3:30 to 6:30, and then at 6:30 I lay down and like sleep for 2 or 3 hours, and I've heard all kinds of people talk about it. So this DNA skin suit that I'm in, what I got is going on for me, and I believe that it's happening to all kinds of us, especially the ones that have already woke, you know, and said that we would be here at this time to do this. It's like the body has to be put out so the recalibrations can happen. And then when we're out, you know, we're out in the other planes, we go back to our monadic expression, which is that part of us that has ascended. It's our avatar self, the aspect of us. I'm channeling this right now, you all. I didn't know I was going to say this shit at all. It's like it's just coming out as I'm talking. I didn't know any of this. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Yeah, exactly.
So we're going out into those other levels. And I did, like, I've had a couple times where, you know, when you're like you're asleep, but you hear yourself snoring and you're drooling on yourself. So that's that part of the consciousness that never goes to sleep. It's never been asleep. It's always been awake. It's the part of, you know, your God self that is all that there is. And its awareness is out in all of your multiple aspects. Because, you know, this one that's talking right now that just woke up, it, you know, in this plane, in this timeline, you know, has this awareness of being here with you all. You know, this is the reality. It's like right now we're all the Brady Bunch and we see each other. And it's like, and there's those other aspects of us that are out in other timelines, in other lifehoods, you know, that could be off of this galaxy. So that monadic, that head of the monadic expression, the avatar self of us that is the part of the Godhead, is in that awareness all of the time.
Right.
So what I got just right before I came on this call, because I was like, okay, let's meditate and see what we're bringing in. Somewhere in all of that, I woke up in it where I was out but awake and watching the dream and knowing I was watching the dream, you know, and I was in that place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all done that. And then you're even in a deja vu state during the middle of your own dream and you're like, oh, shit, what's happening here? You know, it's like I'm remembering all of these things at the same time. And then you think, they just handed me the key to the universe. Oh, wow, this is so cool. Then you wake up and you have no idea where you put it. You know, it's like, I know I got this, but where did I put it? So when I was in that place of that, I saw all of these, it was like we were all this, the light workers, the light being, we were like the guardians of the galaxy, you know, of the galaxy. And when they do the circle, you know, in the movie, and then they're holding their hands together. And I saw that, and we just all turned into light beings, except there wasn't just seven or six or how many ever there is of those. It was like multitudes of like, here's a ring, and here's a ring, and here's a ring, and here's a ring. And I knew something had happened, and that some way, like we all stepped forth and said, it's happening, we're doing it. You know, this is really going down, and it's time, and we know that it is. And so I had that awareness with that last week. And then this week I've had these erratic patterns. And when I meditated right before I punched the button to come on with you, what I got that I was witnessing is time is not linear. It's not really these little timelines that are going here. Even the timelines that we think we're in that are forking off and going out, because every time we make a decision that's a regret, we have like, here's the timeline, and then we have another one that goes this way. So there's this part of us that's still living out mm-hmm. in that Groundhog Day every day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And those are here like this, but time's really circular. Okay. And that's what the whole ascension and the whole moving into this. So with that, what's happening is that part that's wakening up, it's like a new level of awakening, is going into the consciousness of the circular time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, so the part that I first said, that monadic expression that has all awarenesses of all of the aspects of self, when you're in that loop of the circular time, then it's like you can see, you can look out and watch all of it at the same time. Oh, it's like I just got a good analogy. It's like one of the panoramic view,
mm-hmm.
you know, like when you do the picture and it's the panoramic view, it's the difference from looking at a flat picture and stepping into the panoramic view of everything.
Right. Got it.
That is so cool. I'm so smart. I didn't know I knew all of that.
No, that's awesome. And you know, it's so funny because I've been saying to my clients, and I'm being really, really forceful, and you know, I've been really forceful and assertive and saying, it's time to step up. It's time to shine. It's time to be who you are. It's time. It's no more hiding. Let's wake up and let's move forward. You know, and it's been like coming through so strongly. You know, it's like, my guides are being really, you know, pushing, you know, and saying enough, no more excuses.
Right. You know what I just got too, like some of us that are sleeping like that, it's those aspects that are dying off, because as you were saying that, mm-hmm. it's all of those not selves that are playing out the not self of whatever our wounded pattern is, and all of those shadow aspects. So they're friggin' exhausted. Right. They can't do it anymore. It's mm-hmm. like we've played this game for so long in the 3D, we're tired. We want to integrate back in because we don't want to play the game anymore. And so for me, I believe all shadow aspects are superpowers.
Mm.
You know, they're a part of us, whether we split off in this timeline or even if we brought in the split from, you know, another lifehood or even from the DNA patterning, it's the part that wants to come in and be the full light and be the power that it is. Right. You know, for whatever reason, when it felt that non-existence, that's when it went and hid. And the free gift that I gave is it's a retonement that I got several years ago, but it's like one of the most powerful ones that I have. And it's all about going in into that aspect of yourself that when you felt that non-acceptance the very first time in this lifehood, you hid your own self-love. And so we start hiding it so nobody else can steal it from us.
Right.
Like that part that's so young and so aware of it knows that it has to hide this and protect it. And then we keep doing it and we keep doing it till we can't find it ourselves anymore. We forgot where we hid it at. You know, it's like so cloaked. So that MP3, that is actually, I used to teach that as a whole day class, you know, and then I did the MP3 so I could get that out to more people. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, part of that. So that's bringing that part back and bringing it back into the heart. And that's that circular time, too, that we're going into, that we've all talked about and read about. And there's so much New Age bullshit that's wrapped in with all of it, too, is that we're moving out of consciousness coming through the mind and the consciousness comes through the heart. And right. when it comes through here, it comes up. It's a circular thing. Then it, the heart consciousness goes to the brain and actually starts recalibrating all of those neural pathways. And then the mind will align with that. And that's where we create from. No more creating from the past. We can't do that because when we create from the past, we're just still creating mayhem.
Yeah, and when we're creating from the past, we're just creating from lack and scarcity and not from our true full power, right?
Right, because, from our victim aspect.
Yeah, because who we are now is totally different than who we were even.
Right. You know, every time we do that from a healing, now we may get a little bit of insight, but then we're still dragging all of that stuff with us. And then we have to do another healing to get, not that, I mean, that's good. That's the path that we've been on. You know, to get to the next level. But there's a part of that the ego gets all involved with all of that, you know?
Yep. And so, then that becomes a crutch or you know, we then become a victim to that, you know, to I have to heal this and heal that, you know, and giving our power away to that when really we don't have to. You know, it's like, yes.
No, and then even like the people that I mean, that have been on this path forever, like I have, mm-hmm. It was the whole ascension thing, and we can't go outside of our house because we're in an ascension meltdown today. we can't connect to the rest of the world. I've been guilty of that myself. And it's like, really? I mean, that's an excuse. And it's like, you know, to run outside and go, oh no, the chemtrails are here again today. And I have to go back into the house and I can't connect to the rest of the world. That's entrapment. We are entrapping ourselves with that.
Because I'm just loving this because it's exactly what I was saying in my call with my clients earlier. You know, it's like, we're so in sync.
Right. I'll tell you all a story with that one. I was out in Santa Fe. It was when I, you know, ran off a few years ago and went to Sedona and I didn't even know where I was going to live at. I just woke up and heard, I have to go to Sedona. And I packed up everything. I was in Asheville. Got in my car and started driving to Sedona. Didn't have a place to stay.
Yeah.
And all along the way, I stopped at a friend's and did a sweat lodge. And at that, I saw somebody's face that I had met like 5 years before that at a conference. And I Facebook stalked her, found her, and sure enough, she had a place for me to stay. So I did all of this like on the way there, but I was already in motion going. And on the way, I heard, stop in Santa Fe. Don't forget Santa Fe. So I go up to Santa Fe, not thinking I know anybody there. I don't know a single person. I went to a static dance. I got there and I knew six people in the room because some of them I had danced with before in Asheville. And then there was a person that was actually a friend of mine had moved there. I didn't know she was living there. And her aunt was there, which was a client of mine, and she was there visiting. So I hung out with them. I ended up staying for 10 days. Well, her aunt was really into the whole chemtrail thing, And I mean, just like so obsessed with all of it. And how, and she was talking about how it was so clear there and we hadn't, you know, not like it was in North Carolina and how the difference. We're talking about this. She's created this big energy. I mean, by then she's got the whole energy going around her. You know, she's got the whole toxic feel. The clouds are coming off of her. And she looks up and she went, oh my God, look. And there's this huge frigging chemtrail, like right, the skies in Santa Fe are so clear and so blue, you know, and it's like they've got that Christmas, real crisp blue color, and it's like, there it is, right across the sky, and I looked at her, and I just went, I erased it with my fingers. I just thought, no, that doesn't exist. That's not here. That's not in my world. I don't have to deal with that. And I literally took two fingers and I just went like that. And it was like an Etch-a-Sketch board. And when I did it, it's like right in front of our eyes, it like disappeared.
Wow.
And then she was like, oh, how did you do that? Well, I didn't have any triggers with inside of me about it or judgments with it. So when I took two little fingers and went like that, it didn't exist anymore. That's our superpowers.
That's beautiful. I love that.
And it was for her to see it. You know, it's like it all, I couldn't have planned that. I couldn't have tried to taught a class and set up a whole day class. And, you know, I mean, it was like such a perfect in the moment. And that's when we're in that everyday magic. When we're in that place of that, I mean, that's the whole, you know, how like Christ, how Jesus, the one that took on the Christ consciousness, walked on water. You know, that's what that's about. When we can't, we're just like, we're not a part of that matrix of the mind and all of those consciousness, you know?
And not just that, it's like you said, that is not part of my world. That's not part of my reality, right? And so what are you choosing to be in your world and choosing to be part of your reality? You have to look at that. I mean, I've said that for years too. It's like, that, yeah, that's not part of my world. That's not part of my universe, you know? So there are some stuff that I'm not affected by at all because it's not there.
Right. And it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I'm not saying it doesn't exist and it's not happening.
Yep.
It's like it is in that awareness.
Yeah.
But you can go to other awarenesses where it's not there. And that's what that whole circular time is. Well, the more we wake up, and the more of that we clear out of ourselves and we stand in that space of being neutral with everything and not having the judgment, then we don't create all of that right in front of us. Yeah. You know, it won't, it might be, you know, maybe, and I know you've all had these kind of experiences where we have them in Kentucky all the time where there's a storm next door and it's raining in my neighbor's yard and it's not raining in my yard. And it's like, it's that kind of reality. Mm-hmm. And that's when, that's what, when people talk about ascension and two worlds and how there'll be a separation, those two little worlds could live right here on top of each other at the same time, right beside each other, you know, because you're in your own sphere that you're creating and they're in their own sphere that they're creating. And if you don't look over or have judgment about it, then they don't come together.
Exactly. So your reality is created by your judgments, your points of view, your beliefs, right? All those things. But if you don't have a certain judgment or a certain belief, it's not going to show up.
Right. And you don't have to keep working on your ancestral crap. You can just go, that's it. No more. I'm closing the access point to it and I'm not doing it anymore. It's like, I'm me. I'm a sovereign being. And it's like when it's really affecting you, I'm not saying don't do healing work and recognize it. It's like recognize it, but you don't have to stay on the hamster wheel. You can go, you know, you're not my boss. It's no mind of mine. And you're not my boss like a 3-year-old does. Right. My 2-year-old granddaughter, she is so funny. It's so, so funny.
You're not the boss of me. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not the boss of me. You know, it's so funny to watch that, to watch her like embody. And like when she started walking, she was hysterical because her eyes would get really big and she would giggle and she would look at you like, oh, look what I'm doing. And like this foot would move and then this foot would move and she would belly laugh. as she was doing it because it was a whole new experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's an avatar. She doesn't even have the same kind of soul configuration that we do. These children that came in after the eclipse, there was a time period where like a lot of these beings were sent to the planet, but she's still embodied. And in this embodiment, she's still an infant because, you know, that's coming. She's, her avatar is learning how to work this vehicle.
Right.
And me being as aware as I am now and to witness that, it is a hoot. It is the funniest thing. And now she's on this because she's going to be 2 in July. So she's on the, you know, when you ask her something, no, no. And then I'll go, how about yes? And she likes the word yes because she can feel the energy in it. And she'll go, yes, no.
Right. And that's it. It's like, are you saying yes to life, you know, to choices? Or are you saying no? Like, what are you saying yes to? And are you saying yes to your past stories? You know?
Yeah. So exactly.
Yeah, so it's really good to look at that sometimes, and that's a simple little thing. What are you saying yes to, right?
Exactly.
Right, because like everything that's showing up right now is what you're saying yes to.
Yeah, and I mean, I've seen her. I mean, I've watched her take on her parents' crap, you know, and it's I watch her watch. And then I can see she's thinking about it, and then the next thing I know, you know, she's got some kind of congestion. Because she is absorbing her parents' stuff for them. Mm-hmm. And when she calls me Aga. And when Aga is with her, I mean, I have done this from the get-go. I look at her straight in her eyes and go, you are avatar. That is their shit. And if you connect to it and think that it's you, one day you won't remember who you are anymore. Mm-hmm. Stop it now. I mean, I just, and right. When I say that, her eyes light back up and then she starts laughing because it's like, oh, so that's what spirit told me you do. Keep connecting to her avatar self and then for it to stay awake. And it's like most of us, if we're on this call, we didn't have somebody that stayed connected to our avatar self. No. As you know, like these little, that's like those whole little movies about the little Buddha child and whatever. They're recognized. You probably have some of that in your own ancestral stuff. It's like there are cultures that they recognize that from the get-go. And then these children are exalted. Well, we all are those children.
Yeah.
We all have those superpowers. Every single one of us do. And it's like, so they told me to just like, they'll call her when I ask spirit, you know, where's my assignment with this now? They call her the infant because she's an infant. But to go to her avatar self and keep connecting with it, and it is telepathic with me. You know, like I see it as she's a grandmother, and to connect to her grandmother. And then when I was doing that, this was the other day when I kept sleeping so much, and when I was in the awakening of walking in this 3D, they said, do it with yourself. Mm-hmm. Go to your own avatar self, which I do. That's my being that I call Makara. And it's like, but talk, you know, connect with that. Connect with them and do that with everybody you're coming in contact with. If you have any kind of conflict with them, it's like, embody your avatar, connect to your avatar self, and let the, you know, work with it on that level. And then we all start connecting on that level and we all start embodying it.
So, I get that. But how, you know, like, how do we connect to our superpowers? How do we connect to our avatar or to our higher self or our monadic self? Like, how do we connect to that?
We disconnect from the mind matrix. I can do that process with everybody. That's the first step, is to disconnect from that mind matrix. There's all kinds of ways to do it. That's the one that they've gave me. And when I disconnect from it, because I can feel when I get out there and I start connecting to all of that, when I send my psychic awareness out in front of me to all the woulda, couldas, and shouldas, then I start being exhausted. And when I disconnect from that and pull all my energy back, those answers are within inside of me. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it, I don't want to make this sound like that it's the only thing, but it's like, it does take practice until we fully remember. It's like it's like a cellular memory. Like you do, it's like, we can get all kinds of downloads and things, but if we don't put it in action in 3D, then it's not going to change anything.
Absolutely.
There's that part of, it's not about being in spiritual bypass, that it's like, there's been times when every day I'm asking for information and then spirit will go, it's almost like they go, nope, you didn't do anything with what we gave you yesterday. So, you know, it's like, you don't need any more. You're too full now.
Right.
It's and like that's the thing.
I was saying that, you know, earlier today too, it's like, you know, healing is great. Energy work is great. But, you know, are you still taking action? Are you still doing what's required to move forward, right?
Right. And when are you in spiritual bypass and just like going out on a high with it? There's an escapism with that too.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And we all love it, you know, but you can't stay there, you know? Then you have to bring that energy into the world, into what you're creating and into what you're living and how you're living. So Caroline has a question. So let's do that process in a little bit. You know, maybe we'll take some questions and so on as well.
We'll do several different transmissions. And when I work with people individually, I'll check into the whole group and do the transmission for everybody.
Yeah. Awesome.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Good. So I love Caroline's questions. She says, where's my superpower to magically change what my bank account says?
What is your superpower to change her bank account? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
First, do you want to know that it's not real? I live in Kentucky. There is no gold in Fort Knox. It's like, that's a made up story that they told all of us. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all of that's an illusion. And it's like, there is a part of that. It's like, yeah, while we're still in the 3D, that's the system we're playing with.
Yeah.
So one of the things you want to do is clear all of your belief systems around all of that. I mean, there is a part of it. Yes, it's true. The money systems in this 3D reality that we've created, all of the money systems on this planet in that way are corrupt. We know they're corrupt. Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to be a part of the corruption. It doesn't mean you can't play the game and take that and use it as a tool to expand yourself, to help, to do that in other ways. It's like somebody like Oprah is a perfect example of that. She's played the system and created where then she can, you know, create schools and do different stuff. And I'm not trying to make her like the point of something. I'm just using that as a,
everybody's but not even that, Kimberly. I mean, we still need to eat. We still need to pay our rent.
So I can't go to the grocery store. Even with this package and when we were taught, you know, when I was creating stuff, there is a part of spiritual teachers, whatever, like there's like a stop to some of this. Like we can't keep giving everything away.
Right.
There's a part of it that is not, other people aren't being accountable. They're like just grabbing everything they can because it's a free line. And then they're not utilizing the techniques. They're actually not utilizing it. And then, you know, there's this energy out there that you should gift it all. And I'm not creating that. I'm just, it's awareness of it. And then, you know, the truth is I can't go to the grocery store and go, oh, sweetheart, that's a love offering. And when I go out the door, do you think all of the things aren't going to go off and the police aren't going to be outside waiting for me? Because I just decided to skip and not pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so those things are set up in the society that we live in at this time that we're in it. You know, are we going to go back to a bartering system and that we will be living more in villages and, you know, community in that way again? A lot of people have seen that vision and that all of these systems are going to collapse.
I don't think they're happening in my lifetime.
It's going to have to be a huge tipping point for that reality to ever come in.
It'll be much later if it happens. It's not happening right now. So, you know.
So, So all of those different things are out there. So one thing with that is, so you want to clear any beliefs that you have around any of that, and to see it as a gift and the tool that it is. You know,
it is a gift and it is a tool.
And there's a part about being conscious and aware with your own responsibility, and that's the ability to respond with that. You know, of what that is, if you're going to play in those rules and those systems here, because it's the one that's here now. It doesn't mean that compensation can't come to you in other ways. Mm-hmm. You know, like this is a little example. I mean, last week I thought maybe I'm ready to go back to Sedona, or maybe I want to go to Asheville. You know, that it's like I'm in this energy being back here, that I'm not living my dream life right now in some ways. That's an illusion too. It's like the things that I signed up for, but there was this part of me that wasn't congruent with it. And I realized that I needed to grieve the lives that I left. That like the ones that I just kind of cut off, because mm-hmm. it felt like other things like moved me out of that.
Right.
As soon as I had that awareness and allowed that to bubble up in me, the very next day, somebody Facebook messaged me and said, hey, I'm going to be gone for like 2 weeks, a friend in Asheville. Would you want to come cat sit for me? Yesterday, a friend in Sedona texted me and said, I've got a friend that's going to be gone for 2 months. Do you want to come stay in his condo with his two cats for 2 months in Sedona? Both of those things happened to me within the 48 hours of me having that, you know, maybe I'm missing these lives and I want to re-experience them. And it's like the opportunities were handed to me. And it's like that I can just go and be there in that way. So abundance comes in many different ways. Mm-hmm. And it's not all when we're tied in to what those numbers are, then we start being controlled by the numbers.
Yes. So, Caroline, are you being controlled by the numbers?
Huh?
I'm asking Caroline. Caroline, are you being controlled by the numbers? I'm just asking.
It is just a math game. And when we realize it's just a math number, that's all it is. It's just a math problem. Because we look at it and see how much of your emotions are tied up in it. Hmm. Is your own security tied up in it? Is your own self-esteem tied up in it? Your own value of who you are tied up in it? Because the truth is, it's just a math problem. And all of that emotion that we tie into it doesn't have anything to do with any of it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And so she's asking me to ask again, and I don't know what I asked. I think I said, are you tied into the numbers or something like that? Are you tied into the numbers?
Do the numbers have her bound? Is she like being controlled
numbers? Yeah, are you being controlled by the numbers?
Because if you're putting your awareness into that every day, then it's, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
You're holding it. You're holding your own pattern. Does that make sense?
So she's basically asking, should she pay off her mortgage or sell her house?
What does she feel with inside of her own self? We'll go into how to answer that yourself. It's like go into your own being and see what that is. If she does make either one of the decisions from a fear-based place, then what's she going to create? That's creating from what we talked about, the scarcity, the lack, and all of that.
Yeah.
When you make a decision like that, then feel it in your own body and find that. We can do that where we go in and see the, you know, what is the lot? It's like, what's the symbolism that you know that this is the decision to go? Mm-hmm. There are no failures. It's all discovery. And it's like, if we were brought up with that awareness that every decision that we make, that there is no failure, there's no such thing of it. We made this up. We made up this whole failure game. Mm-hmm. It's all discovery. It's all discovery for the soul. The soul goes, woohoo, I'm infinite. Let's try this for a while. And it's like, and that's how, you know, when you hear some of the the BS around, like, you know, well, there is no right and wrong, and even your mind can't, like, wrap around that. What do you mean? This person murdered this, or this child was molested. How could there be no right or wrong? Well, when the soul is just in experience, and it knows it's infinite, and there is no failure, that it's all just an experience, and it's being all aspects of everything, then that's how it's infinite. Okay? Does that make sense? Because there, it's like, it's just an experience, mm-hmm. and it knows tomorrow is another experience, or this nanosecond is another experience. Yes. And it's like, when we become mortal and condensed and bound, we start believing in failures and concepts, and all that stuff starts being bound up.
Yeah.
We lose our...
Everything is an experience, you know, and we are infinite beings. There's no question about that. Everything is an experience, but when you're in that experience, you know, you don't remember that you're an infinite being. You don't remember that, oh, this is just a blip in the big grand scale of things, right? In that moment when you're going through stuff, you know, you're going through stuff, right? And at that point, you're in your mind a lot, you know, you're in your fear.
Exactly.
You already know, so I mean, I get that.
But sometimes when we pull out of it, because when we're trying to hold on to it and control all of it, then it's going to be controlled by our mind and the outcome that's there. That's what surrender is. When you pull out from it, you let it go, and you say, this or something better.
Mm-hmm. So Caroline, do you want me to unmute you?
Possibilities can come.
Yeah. Yeah, and that whole word of surrender.
Something that came in the other day for me, you know, we did this a long time ago, like going in and doing the success codes. Okay. Yeah. So you go in and you find that and see where that light is. I had a new one that came in and I've played with it some, and I'm going to, the live Facebook group that, and the calls that's on the package, we're going to do this with this group. Mm-hmm. And I didn't write it all up about it. And this is what we're going to play, because I never know what we're going to play until we start playing the game.
True.
But they showed me how passion codes and money codes can be separate. It's like we have these binary codes that we came in with. And so some of that encodement is from the DNA and from the life experiences and what the soul came. And so those belief systems can, like, be like this, where they separate it, like they're here. Like your passion codes are here and you're all passionate about this. And this is, you know, and then the money codes are over here. Well, it's okay to have a money maker that doesn't line up with your passion codes, because you can have passive income. Say maybe, you know, you're a real estate agent and there's money that comes in that way, but your passion is, I don't know, something else, right? Growing flowers out and planting your impatience, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
There is a place that if you,
there's
alignment that can happen. And they showed that to me. So the people that it's really like kind of like working with entrepreneurs, but it's not even just that. It's like everyday people too. And there is a place that those two can come together. And when that comes together, that's that power of that. Somebody, I mean, I'm going to use, I don't know why Oprah's coming in so much today, but like Oprah is an example again. That's somebody that's got their money codes and their passion codes in alignment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's like when you see that, that's what that is. They're in alignment with each other. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they did show me that. And I just got that like last week. When I was out in all of the things, it's like, well, there's a place where they're not connecting and there's energies in between. And then it's like, how do you bring those together? So,
Nothing. And
I don't really have a magic wand to it. I can walk us through that. And then you can see the difference in it. Just like when we do the mind matrix and then go into your awakened self. We'll do that
Awesome. Somewhere
in all this. Okay.
Okay,
so what's
cool.
Your question?
So there's Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, beautiful. I think I'm good. That was really beautifully explained. Yeah, I'm pretty much, I think I am stuck in the numbers aspect of it as you explained. So yeah, I keep thinking I have a year left at my job. I want to retire, but I don't want I'm fighting with, if I was supported, I would get the money to pay off my house.
So that means you're already questioning whether you're supported or not.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And can I just say, blunt?
Yes.
You've been asking this question for 2 years, 2.5 years. 2.5 years ago, you're like, in 2.5 years, I'm retiring. You know.
Have you been paying extra on the house? Have you been knocking your thing down? That's another thing you do. You can play the number game. This house that I live in that I came back to, I decided when I was still working in hospitals then, and I quit working in the hospital in 95 when I went batshit crazy and went into the spiritual stuff when I had my first awakening. Mm. And I decided that my house was going to be paid off by the time I was 50. I wasn't 50. I was 52, but the house was paid off. You know, it was like, I decided that like early that I was not going to keep working and that was going to happen. And it still did. And I kept playing the numbers game with doing refinances every time they offered something and you didn't have any kind of a thing up front. What is the closing cost? And the different interest rates, and then I kept paying ahead. I got there for a while. My house payment was only $200 a month. I mean, it was like, and then I would pay, you know, ever extra. If I had $1,000, paid it to the house. And before I knew it, the payment was just gone. So if you're going to play the money game, then play it well. You know, it's like you can do those kinds of things for yourself. So if you've been talking about this for 2 years, you could have been knocking that off in that way. Because, you know, when we buy money, when we buy a house and we get a loan, we're buying money.
Yep.
And when we're using credit cards, we're buying money. It's like, so is that, do you want to buy
money? And the house is not yours right now. It's owned by the bank.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. It's not your house. It's the bank's house.
Yep.
So there's all that in there. So it's so like
that energy,
when you
though,
feel into it. So Carolyn, when you feel into the two choices, when you like, well, maybe let's release from the mind matrix, and then I'm going to have her to go back to it. Right now, just feel it yourself. Like paying the house off, which hand does it want to stand on? And feel like, does it want to be on the right or left hand? And then what was your other choice?
Sell the house.
Sell the house. So feel what those, just like take all of the emotions to it, and just the question itself. What's it feel like to you?
I feel like I don't have any choice. I don't really like the house. I don't want to be in the house. I want to have, like everyone else, right, that's in the mind matrix, want to have the money to just do what I want with the money. I want to build the house that I want in the middle of 300 acres.
Okay, that's not happening.
Yeah, no.
That's right. So, and this is not about saying I'm not supported, that why are the angels not giving that to me? It's not about that.
No, she's okay. Got other stuff holding on to it. When you first came on, before you even started talking, and when you unmuted yourself, yeah. I actually, between, on your left side, it's your little, the rhomboid, which is the muscle with the shoulder blade. Like, here's your shoulder blade in the muscle. So it's like two ribs down from that. There's a blade in there on your left-hand side. That it's like, I saw the blade between your two ribs. So
it actually hurts there.
Yeah, I know. I felt it. It's like, didn't you see me go like this? And I went, and then I said, okay, spirit, I don't need to feel that. It's like, that's not mine. That's hers. I don't need to feel that. And I felt it. And then it was like, and I thought, do I need to adjust myself? And it's like, no, that's hers. So you do have an energetic imprint that's there. So it's like somewhere in some lifehood, or whether it's in your, you know, DNA pattern, it really doesn't matter. It feels like betrayal and being stabbed in the back. So there's an energy that you're holding on to it in some way because you believe it's protection for yourself. And so you're playing out this game, which is why we play it out. That's what we hold on to all the fears about, because somewhere we believe that fear is protecting us. So there's something in that. You've got something underneath it that's with all of that. And then it feels like that was already there. There's something that happened. Have you had things within your own family where people, where families screwed over each other with money sources? Yeah. There's like huge family betrayal with inheritances or something with business deal. Oh, I don't need to feel that. Oh, God. As I was saying that, it went, and then it started twisting inside of me, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's there. So, okay. So when we hold on to that kind of stuff, that's when I said we don't have to keep being a part of the ancestral stuff. That's in there. It's in your encodement, okay? And it's like, so there's a, it's like that is not protecting you anymore. And it's like, if whatever that was that's there, that energy of, it's like money will betray you. People will betray you. So there's some kind of betrayal energy that's all wrapped in around the money. And then how, and there's something with that. So the, so this part of us, something happened to you then at four, like in this lifehood around that age. And sometimes that's when we watch the quabbles with the family and watch the families break up. So it's like, there's something that you witnessed. You took the oath and vow to yourself with it. So sometimes we hold on to that because it's, this is how clever we are. We think that it's going to protect us and that we'll still get to be a part of the clan, like the family. And it's like, it, and then we can't get out of it. It's like, we think that that connects us to something, you know, and that, and so there's some kind of energy in there with that. And it's like, so if you were free, if you weren't bound by it anymore, then what would happen? It's like, what, let me ask this another way. What is the greatest benefit of holding on to that? What's its purpose for you?
There's none. There's none. No benefit.
Okay. So your logical rational mind sees that. How old is the part that is holding on to it?
Hold on 1 second. Sorry, Maria, I'm gonna mute you. Can you just stay muted for now? I don't know what you're doing in the background, but can you just stay muted for now? Thanks.
Okay, go ahead. How old is the aspect that's holding on to it?
I get 4 years old is when she started. Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. I'm gonna do this for everybody. Everybody out
there.
Thank
you. I usually just write in and just let everything go because I'm at work. But today I'm taking this time for myself.
Yay!
She said a lot. It's been long enough.
So everybody out there that this is, you can feel this in your own body. It might be in another place in your body. It might not be the same scenario, but that this, it's somewhere, it's the same energetic pattern. Okay. We're gonna clear this for everybody. Okay, so let me see where this is at. We're going to bring her back and her superpower. Okay, let me see if I can see this. Okay, so I can feel this four-year-old. She's out in like sixth dimension energy. She plays there a lot. She's connected. Like there's stuff that she knew that she saw. There was a lot of pain and hurt that happened during that time period. I don't know why, for some reason, that she is blaming it on herself, or it's the loss. It's like you couldn't be verbal and express that loss. Nobody else would have understood that, whatever that was that happened, you know? And it's like you got hurt by all of it too, and she never got to tell her story. There was nobody that, the adults couldn't hear it because they were in their own drama. Okay, so that's the emotional pain that's within that. Okay, so she's coming closer to you. Okay, so if you as an adult witnessed this within a child, you saw a child getting hurt by adults that were just not awake and aware, what would you say to a child that was experiencing any kind of pain or trauma?
Hi, baby girl. You've done nothing wrong. Sometimes when people are in a lot of pain, they take it out on the ones that are the most innocent. And that's you, baby girl. And I'm so, so sorry. So sorry that happened to you. And I would hold her in my arms.
Can you let her know that it's safe to be her, that she's safe now, and it's safe for her to come home?
And I would hold her in my arms, and I would say, look, we're safe now. Come back. We're safe.
She wants to come back into your heart chakra. It's like she blew out from there. So everybody just feel that part of themselves, any soul fragments. Okay, so that was all about self-worth and self-value. So I'm going to download the whole group, everybody, with the truth of what value is. So it's a vibration. There's something about numbers and this being a number game and having the ability to see through the numbers and how to play with the numbers. Okay, so they're telling me while we're here in this space, we're going to go on and disconnect from all those mom matrices. So just breathe in and pull all of your energy, just ask for it to be done, for all of your psychic awareness to come into your own third eye. So all of those places from our third eye, all of the energy that we sent out in front of us, all of the wouldas and shouldas and couldas to be out there for survival, because if we knew, then we'd be able to do this and we'd know the game and we'd be ahead of everybody else. All of that energy that's tangled up within all of that chaotic mind of humanity, all of that energy. That it's safe right now in this moment to disconnect from that. Ooh. So just say for it to be done. Just disconnect from the chaotic mind of humanity. And that you're safe to do that. That your sovereign self is safe to do that. So when that happens, you may feel a shift happen. The energy unplugs from all of that you have plugged yourself into. And it comes back into your own third eye. Into your own psychic awareness. So feel that energy of that. You may feel yourself drop into your own body. You may have awareness that you actually kind of feel heavier, but it's like in a good solid way. So breathe that in. And so the energy from that third eye connects to your heart energy. So sometimes it's hard to go through the front of the heart because we've created heart walls from emotions. And if you allow that energy to open up the doorway, the gateway through the back of the heart, that's into your sacred chamber. And that energy is always open. And feel that connection to that. And when you step into that, this is your own inner awakened temple, and it's where your awakened master self is. It's where it lives at, the connection to that. It's the part that never separated from spirit and that has always been fully connected. So feel that connection to that. This aspect connects to that aspect. So when I do it, I have an infinity symbol that happens between my heart and the heart of my all-knowing self. So breathe that in. So if you have a question, like Caroline, where you have the question about which decision to make, while you're in this space, ask the all-knowing self, any of you all that have a question that's been coming up for you, information that you're seeking, feel that energy from that all-knowing self and see if you get a symbol. You can ask both of the questions, whatever they are, whatever your scenario is, and feel the energy flow, like if it lights up, if there's no connection. Like if I'm trying to make a decision and there's not an answer, I won't feel a connection happen. There's like nothing. It'll just be nothing. It could be different for you, whatever that is. It may show up in a symbol. And my yes, like, lights up. It's like there's a, it's a lighter energy of the direction to go. So feel that connection to that. Or just ask. Just ask what your yes is. Ask to be shown your yes. The most easy, beneficial, graceful path. And what that's like. Okay, from this space where that heart has value and it knows the energy, we're going to upload from the heart the energy of value again, what that's like to be valued, to see value, to know value, how to value yourself, and the power of that, and that this is your superpower. And it's your right. So I'm herein to download the, for the heart to teach the brain and the mind responsibility, the truth of what that is, the ability to respond. Because when I did the other download, there was some energy in there that was almost afraid to be that powerful. That how can I handle the responsibility to this, and it'll be too much. And that energy is another one of those misconcepts, because it's just the ability to respond. Ooh, boy, that was big. And I'm hearing to download the truth of resolution. What that energy really is. And it allow that, I'm seeing it like little sparkles. They're little, it's little sparkly particles. The truth of what that energy really is. Because it feels like there's a part of mind that comes in and wants to second guess all of the time. So how to feel that resolution, how to feel the solidness of it, and that it's okay. And then it's also okay to create new choices. They're telling me when we're solid in that, then we have the ability to create new choices. Okay, so all, as all that energy is downloading, we're going to disconnect from the personal mind construct that we created around any of these kinds of concepts, and then just ask for that to be done, to just disconnect from your own personal mind that you created from all your traumas, dramas, and all of that energy. Feel what that feels like when you disconnect from it. What does it feel like in your own body? And then there's also a construct from your own DNA pattern, from your family, from the family mind. So just ask to disconnect, unplug from the family mind. And any mind constructs within soul that, oh, that's what to resolve and to have resolution that no longer benefit us to carry. So just breathe that in. Well, I can feel Kundalini energy activating. Okay, so what we're doing is connecting to our own source codes. So we're just going to ask for that to be done. And those are your source codes. It's all your full potential, all your superpowers, everything that you had, could have, all your infinite possibilities that have always been out there for you. I'm just going to ask for all of that to calibrate and to come online, and then for our whole system to be filled with this energy. The whole container. So any access points from other dimensional bleed throughs that when we were connected to all of that and we allowed that connection to keep us in the matrix of all of it, we're going to close those. We're going to ask for any of those access points to be closed that deplete us from our own infinite possibilities, that take from us. I'm seeing them like little Pac-Mans, like they're little Pac-Man. Remember Pac-Man? You know, when to win that Pac-Man game. Okay. So just breathe that in. Is there anything else now? No, they're telling me that's enough. Okay, so you're going to breathe that in and allow that energy to go all the way through your whole core, all the way down through your feet. Connect to Gaia, to the heart of Gaia herself. Feel the love and connection from her, the truth of that energy, the support that she has for you, and every cell of your body. She knew that you were the gift that you were. She called you. She said, hey, girlfriend, or hey, boyfriend, hey, you all. I need help. I need help with humanity. Can you come help me with this? And we went, yeah, sure, I'll do that. I'll be there. I'll show up. I'll show up and be the gift to humanity that I am. And she knew that. She's who called out. And we said we would come and play this game and be this with all of our gifts. Feel that celebration of that, how happy she was when you arrived. Feel it in every cell of your body, that there was a huge celebration that happened in all of the universe when you arrived. So breathe that in, and we're going to pull that celebration energy all the way up through our whole core, activating. We have infinity symbols that go all the way up our body. The one at the feet is how to stand in that support, what is the infinite wisdom of that, how to walk forth with it, with the gift that we are. Creator's definition of survival and the truth of what that really is, and the infinite wisdom of that. That goes all the way up through our soul, recalibrating and aligning our earth purpose, their soul purpose, and our solar purpose, all the way out past our crown, out past our higher self, activating our, like, that solar consciousness of the truth of that understands the whole, all of creation and our role in that and what we're doing here now. So we're aligning those together. What that's like to be in alignment with that. So just breathe that in. And when you're ready, come back into this time we call now.
All right, how's everybody doing? I'm wiped, just totally wiped, just saying. I said I wanted to lie down, but I, you know, couldn't.
You could have.
All I wanted is, like, I just want to lie down. I just want to lie down, close my eyes, lie down. And it's like, oh, my God, I'm dying over here. It's like, oh, my God. So a lot of energy, a lot of shifting, a lot of I have no idea. So.
Yeah, and so you can.
Sorry? Can't hear you anymore.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Oh, no, now you're fine. It was just for that second.
Oh, I might have pulled something loose there.
Yeah, you're good.
You can play with that and ask those two questions now and see what they feel like, you know, if you're clearer with it when you disconnect from that. Because you've disconnected from that mind matrix, I almost gave that as the gift instead of the other one, how the recording to it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could give that to you and we can put it on something somewhere or add it to the package or something.
Yep. So Caroline, how are you doing now?
I can't hear Caroline. She's muted.
Yeah, hold on. Go ahead. What?
Oh, wonderful.
Good.
That really lit up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Good. Thank
you. I'm going to go back as Eagle Song Woman.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Good to see you.
Thank you, Kimberly. That was brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you for stepping forth and having the courage to sit in the hot seat. Thank you. Do you be here on this day and do that for all of us.
Awesome.
I don't know which one was the biggest one for me on those downloads, and I've done all those downloads, but I could really feel, I don't remember what I said now, but the one that I saw all the little gold particles and everything lighting up.
Yep.
When that went into whatever that expansion was, I could really feel the power in all of that. And then that was when we closed the access points. But I felt that big, huge expansion in everybody. You know, when I'm doing a group, I can see where it's not going in. And so it's like, I might not call your name out, but it's like, I can feel, oh, this, it's not going in here. And that was when I would ask, what's the stronghold, you know, that's keeping the energy from going in. And then I felt the fear in the responsibility piece. There was all of a sudden like that energy of that value and all that self-worth started coming in. And there was this part that was like, oh no, what does this mean I'll be responsible for? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, that's like an illusion. It's only the ability to respond.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Well, that was powerful. And that's what everyone's saying, that was wonderful, powerful activation, goosebumps all over, lots of energy coming in, pretty strong. Brenda says it was so powerful, she had to put her phone down. She couldn't hold it anymore. Larry says, my body has been rocking. Wendy says, feeling a pulsing tingling in my third eye. You know, and Betsy says, I've been feeling my kundalini up and down my body. So, yeah, I mean, and I'm having a hard time sitting, you know, it's like just so much energy.
Maybe we should all get up and dance.
Right?
It's like dancing, yeah, let's dance.
I know, right?
My tailbone, I felt my kundalini start buzzing. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, it feels like I'm sitting on a beehive or something. Mm-hmm. Everything started going bzzz. So I felt that too. So thank you all.
yeah. So that was awesome. It's just like, wow. It's starting to integrate a little bit, you know, starting to calm down. So yay. Because for me, it was like, you know, when Caroline was talking about her stuff, for me, it was the back of my neck was like pulsing and like aching and like paining, you know, it's like, ah, you know, so I don't know if you saw me like trying to move my neck around and do stuff, you know, because like, and as well as my lower back, and it's like just so much energy coming in. So, and even Linda said, my kundalini is starting up right now. Yeah, my kundalini is just pulsing still, you know.
Yeah, that's so good. I saw the kundalini not as bright, like as red. I saw it as this really pretty, who's this picture here, like where Susan is? That it was like a pinky color that had kind of silvery iridescent kind of color to it. Mm-hmm. And I was seeing that move up through. A long time ago, they gave me a golden kundalini activation, and then I saw it going in that way and it coming down through the body. And then when cosmic rays started working with me, they showed me the root chakra moving into a pink color. Mm-hmm. And that we wouldn't be in that survival, you know, because those colors change too.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, the ones that are wrote down and what they were, that's what somebody saw at the time. But the colors move through our body. And I saw when that activated in me and I could feel it going out to everybody else, I saw it in that pink color. And I felt like that's compassion. And it's like when we're not in those survival codes anymore and we're not moving from that and we're in like the energy of compassion for self, then we're going to create a whole different way, you know, from in the past where we were creating from moving from fear. You know, like the next creation came from a fear-based thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, so that's pretty, oh, that's, I can really feel that in my heart. I mean, that's huge. When we make decisions from compassion for self first, mm-hmm. and not from a fear-based place, you know, even with their family, like what their reactions are going to be or what we're responsible for, that's all made up stuff. And when we're doing it from compassion, it's going to change everything.
Oh, absolutely. You know, because when you're talking about compassion for yourself and functioning from compassion for yourself, it automatically includes everybody else, you know, because we're all connected, right? So when it's about compassion instead of lack and fear, it has a higher vibration already, right? No, I can't hear you now. That is so funny. Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. There's a button here, and so when I'm leaning forward, I hit on it. Okay, that's it. I thought, I don't know that that little blue light was on before.
Yay, we got to figure it out.
We have to play with it in the 3D. It's like there's still things that we have to be plugged into.
Yeah, maybe, and, you know, even
telepathic with all of this.
Yeah, but when it comes to, you know, because we are going to be in the 3D, you know, it's like play with it.
Yeah, there was a consequence to it. I pushed the blue button and you all couldn't hear mm-hmm. me. It's like that's the matrix. It's like, which one do we push?
Exactly. All right, so we're going to take a few more questions in just a little bit. I just wanted to quickly talk about the packages and the special offers. So for those of you who are on the live page, just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Kimberly5. That's alara.at/show/Kimberly5. And there's two packages, A and B, really simple packages. So it was so easy to do this. I did this last night. It was so easy. So package A includes 3 group calls and access to the private membership. And package B, it includes everything in package A plus a superpower recovery, a 40-minute one-on-one session. So, Kimberly, you want to talk about these two packages?
Well, you all just saw me work with Ms. Caroline, so you saw what happens in just a few minutes. So in the whole session, I mean, that's what I do. I just turn it over to Spirit and go through everything. And I'm really fast, and I'm so dimensional, because when I say I'm like a dimensional, I see, it's like walking in Best Buy and all the television screens are on at the same time. And then Spirit, oh, that was weird. You just went, oh, that because you shared your screen. I was like, what happened?
And I see everything. There.
Yeah, I see everything at the same time. So that's what happens in a session with me. So we're going to, you know, if there's something else you want to work with, then that's fine. I'm just going to turn it over to Spirit. But it's like the whole connecting to these superpowers and getting our gifts and our alignment so that we can step out into this. Mm-hmm. And did I put the Facebook group on there? Did I leave it off?
No, it's in their Facebook group. That's part of the
okay.
access to the private membership.
There's a Facebook group that I created that's a private one, and I'm going to be on it with this group for 8 weeks. 8 weeks. And it's like I will do like transformational Tuesdays where I'll come on and I'll do these kind of transmission things on that. And then not only that, I'll be popping in and out live all of the time with whatever randomly is flying through me in the day. Okay. And I can't promise you all what time it will be, because they may wake me up at 3:30 in the morning and it could be 10 o'clock, because I just do what Spirit says when Spirit tells me to. It's yeah. like I'm on assignment and they say, do it now. Then I do. I don't go, no, it's not 12 noon yet. I can't do this. So that's what's going to happen in that Facebook group. Okay. And So if you don't want to be on Facebook and you want to be a part of this, you're going to just have to get over it, because I have my whole thing with Facebook too. but it is a way to connect, and we can use it as the tool that it is. So that's what I'm going to do on that. And so the three calls, we will, I hadn't set the date on those yet, because we'll wait. I don't know how long you run your thing, Shefali. So mm-hmm. I'll give you all time for that. And I want to, we'll be doing the disconnect from the mind matrix. I do question and answer. So you can come on and ask me anything you want to. It can be personal. It can be about the universe, you know, what's happening in the world right now. And I'll channel it live and we'll see what comes in. And then there'll be a transmission that happens on all of the calls. So that's like getting three more sessions, you know, you're on the live calls with me. So that's, and they'll be recorded. So if you're not on the call, you'll have the recording. I don't know right now which one, you know, I was using InstaTelesummit and I'm using Zoom now too. And I don't know which one I'll do those on.
Okay.
I have to make that decision, but they'll get the call. You have to, when you buy, you need, there's a link that's going to send you to a page on my site where you have to register to get the information for the calls and register and then connect to me to do your appointment, because that's how you have to do it if you want to connect with me.
Absolutely. So the replays are going to go until the end of June. So you can decide what, if you're going to do the three live calls in July, end of June, sorry, in June or July. So,
okay. And then you can go on and be on the Facebook group until then, and then you'll be on it, and then you'll be receiving the downloads and stuff between now and when the calls will, when we start the calls. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. So that's it. That's all that's in the package, right? Yeah. I didn't do a bunch of other stuff this time. Okay.
Nope. And
there are 16 MP3s.
No, I know. We've done that in the past.
People don't have time to listen to that anymore. It's like, that's what, I mean, I've created like three different packages for you because, you know, different things happen and we had to keep changing times. You were sick, I was sick, mm-hmm. things happened in the world. And when I had this big package all created, and the other day I just got, don't send it. It's all new time. And whatever we're in it right now, you know, and that it's like, just be in the moment with the energy.
Absolutely.
So I just decided this is how we're going to do this. And we're going to be like in the moment live with whatever we're doing.
I love it. That's the best way to work.
Yeah.
So, what was I going to say? So there are two payment plan options available as well for those of you who are interested. So my throat is suddenly like not working. What's happening?
It's clearing. Oh, debris.
clear. Okay. So I think Linda has a question. Linda has had her hand raised for a while.
Have you got any peppermint oil, Shefali? I just got that. That would help you to like breathe it in or put it on you.
I do, but not here. They're all in Vienna.
I'll send you the vibration right now.
Thank you. Thank you. The
peppermint oil. I kept picking it up and I was like, who's this for?
Me. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. I'm going to unmute you, Linda. I think it's Linda. Hello. Hello. No, Linda. Yes. No. Okay. Somebody else. iPad 3.
Is that me?
No, it's not you, Linda. It's iPad 3. Hello, iPad 3.
That's me.
Can you hear me?
No, somebody else. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. I'm iPad 3.
Yes. Hi.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's a similar thing.
Yeah. I'm wondering what energetic block is stepping up today that is ready to go.
For you personally? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay, so you tell me what energetic block is ready to go.
I'm hearing fear.
Okay, then you knew what it was. Yes. Where's it at?
Heart chakra.
Heart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see what this is. What's your name besides iPad 3?
Or is you Paula. Paula, I'm not sure.
Okay, I mean, I could call you iPad 3 if that's what you want to be known as. That may be your higher dimensional name.
Yeah.
Okay, so your heart's being, the energy is really, I'm seeing it like barbed wire around your throat. So I feel like Alora was filling your throat stuff before you came live. But I'm seeing it like that, and it's like there's this all this energy that's tied up there. So your heart is wanting to expand and connect to your mind, and then and where you'll be functioning from the heart first. But this is holding that part back. And it's like there's a fear to speak your truth. There's that energy that's in a lot of people that children are supposed to be seen and not heard. So you've got that energy in there, and that you don't have permission to speak your truth. And so there's some kind of energy that's been tied up in that. So anybody that has that, that has had that experience of that in any time in their life with anybody, whether it's family or authority, work, your relationships. So that is that energy. Okay. Do you feel that?
Yes. And I have that right now with my husband. So that's
yeah. So her dumb. Heart is like, when I'm saying that, I can feel the sorrow in your heart. It's like your heart is bleeding, you know, it's like a bleeding heart for, and the sorrow is bleeding for like, feeling sorry for yourself, you know, it's like that, how long will this be, and all of that kind of thing. Okay, so, and you're afraid to let go of it.
Yeah, but I want to let go of it. I want to move through that fear. I'm just at an impasse on my own work on it.
Yeah, because I mean, I could just jerk that off of your throat right now, but you're going to pull it right back in.
Right. Yep.
It's like I can't, because I saw it and it's like I had to talk to you about it because I wanted to take it and just pull it off of there. And then I saw if I did that, you're just going to put it right back on again. And it's like, so how does it benefit you to hold on to that?
It means I don't have to actually talk to my husband about the differences we have in spirituality. He's religion, I'm spiritual. So by holding on to it, I don't ever have to get in there and really do the hard work.
So how does that... Okay, so it benefits you, believe that it benefits you that you won't have to talk to him. Because there's a fear that if you talk to him, then there'll be conflict, and then you'll have to deal with the conflict.
Right.
Well, but the truth is, I mean, do you really have to talk to him about it? What if you didn't have to talk to him? What if you could just be who you are and you don't have to talk to him about it? You just have the power of being who you are and live in your full power. And it's no mind of yours of what his mind is.
And that makes perfect sense. It's the things like when I buy a package, he just doesn't understand any part of that, of how I'm trying to grow spiritually. Yeah. So that's where that conflict comes in. It's like,
yeah, I can feel the conflict in it. There's a confrontation that you dread. It's like you don't want to deal with the confrontation.
Yeah.
And it's like, and there's this part where it's like, I'm just seeing you like,
that's what I was wanting to do, was just that, like,
yeah. And it's like, and you don't have to be the rebel, you know, that part of that we did that, and that we have to confront and take our power back and all that. The truth is, all we have to do is be our power. It's like, just be your spiritual self, and we don't really have to fight anymore. You know, when we just accept it, that this is who I am and we are that. And when you accept all that about yourself and embody it, it does start to change the people around you. So what within yourself, you're using him as your scapegoat right now. So what within your, so how does it benefit you? I'm going to ask you again. How does it benefit you personally? Oh, my computer's going dead. I thought, why did this screen start getting dark? How do you employ him to keep you in that position? How does that benefit you?
I'm just hearing that it keeps me I feel safer from them being in my own power. Because when I step into my own power, I'm very powerful and I'm afraid of that.
Kimberly, can you say something?
Oh, she hit her button again.
When I've been over to plug in the computer, I don't got to move that over there. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. So that's it. That's you're so clever. It's like you created all of these things and then you employed someone to hold you in that position so then you could get to stay like that.
Yep.
Look how smart you are.
Yeah. All this good energy is helping me really see my true self.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now, does it feel safe to let that go? Can you let this go in your throat now?
Yeah, it feels like it's opening quite a bit right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's time.
Your two-year-old could even be before that nonverbal, or maybe that was when you first started being verbal and tried to express yourself. It's like, so the energy of her, bring your two-year-old into your heart.
Okay.
That it's safe for her to come back. It's safe for her to express herself.
Safe for you to express you come back. It's okay.
Feel that compassion for her, for you.
You're safe. You're safe. No one is going to tell you you're not important ever again.
Safe to be seen and heard.
It's safe to be seen and heard.
Okay, so that's for everybody. The vibration of that it's safe to be seen and heard. Every cell of your body.
Yeah.
For your truth. For the truth of who you are.
Yep. And it's a little, come back to me. I want you to come back so much because you deserve, and I want you to have everything that you shut down because somebody told you, you didn't get to speak up. You couldn't speak about it. Step back in with me, please come in and be safe. You're safe with me now. I will protect you.
Okay. So can you tell your husband you don't need him as your gatekeeper for that anymore?
Yes.
Release him so he doesn't have to play that game. Thank him for all the work that he did in holding that position for you.
Yep.
That you that you're safe now.
I'm safe, yep.
Okay.
Oh, that feels so much lighter.
Yeah,
thank you.
He stayed too. Yep. He didn't walk away.
Yep.
It's like, oh, I don't have to do that anymore? Okay, good.
He's doing a little dance.
Exactly. It frees his energy up too.
Yep. Yep. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for everybody, that energy. So that's what we do when we play this game. That's how when we do our own work, it does change people around us. We are employing them. We said, you know, we said soul wanted to heal. So soul says to this self, I need to play this game, so bring this person to me that I can heal this and bring my vibration in to the wholeness that it is. So we send out the vibration, and then we bring that situation to us and the person that will hold that for us until our not-self doesn't need it anymore.
Yeah, and then all of it is just so that we can see how we're operating, how we're functioning, and get back to the truth of us.
Exactly. And they said, okay, sure, I'll play that game with you. You played it with me last time, so I'll do this for you this time.
Exactly. And we forgot that it was a game.
Yes, we forgot it was a game. We forgot that we were the one that put them in the position to hold us there until we woke. And it's like, yeah, we get woke now.
it took me a long time to get that for, you know, a particular situation. It took me a really long time. But when it finally did, I think it released so much, you know, and it released so much energy, so much story, so much drama. So, like, it released so much.
Oh, boy, her heart's still doing stuff. I just felt it go, ugh. And it's like, yeah, because if we could see that, it's like those energy cords that go out and they have all of those, I see them as balloons. It's mm-hmm. like cartoon characters, you know, that have the balloons above their head with their thoughts. And here's their thing of what they're saying. But then they've got the other one coming off of what it is that's, you know, here. Well, those tie in with someone else. That's the mind. And it ties in with somebody else's mind. And then we're all tangled up together. And we got all our balloons tangled with each other. And it's like, we're just trying, it's like we're just trying to come back to whole again, to bring all our balloons back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was awesome. That was brilliant. Yeah. So, Paula, I think, is it, are you okay? Yeah. Okay, good.
She's still integrating. Her heart feels better now.
Good. Awesome. All right. Yeah, it is safe to be seen and heard. Yeah. And so, Yvonne says, it's safe to be seen and heard, really resonated in me. I'm understanding how much I dim my light to feel safe here on Earth. Yeah, and we don't have to dim our lights anymore, okay? We don't have to. So it's time to shine. It's time to be you. It's time to, you know, own your power, right? Be all of you and be the sovereign you. Don't dim your light anymore. Because look at me, I'm just shining and glowing.
You are. It's like she's all silvery.
Exactly. It's like, no more. Enough, right? We've done that long enough. Long enough, right? I'm just seeing if there was any other questions. I know that Jennifer had a question a while back. She can't talk, but she had a question.
Okay.
So Jennifer said, my question is, she was told a few years ago that with her human design, she has a completely open heart and will never know who she really is. That's not true.
I have an open heart too. What is she? Does she? Can she answer us back?
Maybe. And then she said, then a few days ago, she was told that her soul isn't all the way back. She's been facing the same pattern for at least a year that she has yet to shift. Can I still access my avatar?
Of course you can. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, all of those systems, I mean, I'm a projector in human design, and it's like, and I have that heart thing. And I got back into human design lately and was reading some stuff. And I just read that because there was a newsletter came out the other day, and it mm-hmm. said that you never know who you are and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I can't do that. And it's like that. And it's just like with astrology or numerology, any of this stuff, when we came in as a soul and we sat down and we designed all of that, we brought those vibrations in for us to be the gift that we are and how we would utilize them. So they're here to utilize the energy and not to use it, you know, as our not self. And that not self is a human design. That's a huge human design. I mean, that's what the whole thing is about, to mm-hmm. show you when you're being your not self. And it's like, so it's like that, how do you use that open heart? You know, what's the highest potential of it? You know, the energy of it, instead of buying in to this is the way it is and this design can never change. I don't believe that part.
Me neither. And the part that says that you will never know, never take that word out of your dictionary, out of your vocabulary.
Right. That is not true. Somebody else told her that. She didn't say she got that awareness herself.
So tap into you and see what's right for you. Don't always buy what somebody else says, especially when they use absolutes like never and always. Okay.
And that's tapping into your avatar self. It's like when we're saying that someone else told me this, then it's the same as what Paula was doing, putting her husband there as our, you know, I'm being a little, as our excuse, our, you know, it's like, and I don't, that might sound a little too whatever, and I don't mean it in a, you know what I mean, I don't have to explain it. It's like, we're using it in that way, as our buffer. We're using it as a buffer. You know, it's like, oh, well, this is the buffer for that. So that energy of giving your power away to somebody that I can't stand it when somebody does a session with me and then they see me they see me 3 years later and said, you said this to me. You told me this. I'm not telling you all anything. You have a newspaper and you're handing it to me and saying, I can't see my stuff today. Do you have your glasses on and can you see this for me? And everything that I see, you handed it to me. So when that happens, when you say somebody said this and I can never do this, they're really reading what you thought was inside of you.
But not just that. When you see something like that, that's a red flag. You know, I get mad. I get mad. Just that energy. Sometimes. You can never do that. Excuse me? Yes, I can.
Right.
Yes,
so
I can.
You know, I get to choose what that energy is. You needed somebody else to say that to you so you could stand up to your own power.
Maybe.
So you could go, no, I don't think so. That's not happening. No.
And that part about your soul will not be back, or your soul is not fully here. That's your soul. Your full, powerful soul self is not here, because it never is. Nobody's full, because only a part of us incarnates, okay? So our full soul power is still with source, creator, all that is, whatever, however you want to phrase that. It's only a part of us that comes here into this reality and incarnates.
Yeah, because we've got all of these other realities we're living in. No, I can't say that it will never. I don't know. I don't know that if, I mean, I think that when we talk, if we reach total ascension and we're a total monad, now I don't know if we'll come back to Earth when we do that.
I don't know why we would, but that's, it's a fear-based thing that she's being told, that you'll never have, that your soul will never be back or whatever, right. Or your soul is not all back. That's not true.
And a lot of that's the words that we use because we have no other way to describe it through the human mind. You know, like if I say I'm doing a soul retrieval or soul fragment of somebody, and it's like, it's an energetic that's out there that's all tied into something else. Yeah. So it's like, really all those words are really misused. And I mean, I use them myself sometimes. I say it because the mind wants a description and it wants an understanding of all of it. And it wants to wrap itself around whatever it is, but you don't hold on to it,
and it shouldn't disempower you.
However, don't hold on to it, because if that reading came through and you needed to hear that and you created that energy of that, and you have to remember it's coming through somebody else's filters too,
yep,
then it's like, what part of that is your truth? But I would check into myself to see,
how does
know,
that feel to you? And like, Jennifer is really, really sweet. Like, she is so sweet. I can't believe any, you know, that's why I'm getting mad, I think. It's like, how could somebody?
Yeah. Your mama bear's coming all out. You're like ready to like.
I know. It's like, oh my God, no. So, you know, if it doesn't feel good to you, what somebody says, if you don't resonate with it, don't buy into it.
Don't buy into it. And then go within yourself to see. Don't mean it as a victim thing, but how is it you created it for your next learning and your evolution of, you know, what was the vibration to bring that to you? Get the learning. Don't be entrapped by it. When we learn how to tie our shoes, we don't keep going back to kindergarten to learn how to tie our shoes. We know how to tie our shoes. You know, it's like you don't have to keep going back. So ask what the learning is, get it, get your aha and go on with it.
Yeah. And so she says it was her birth dad that said it, which, you know, does your birth dad know a lot about souls and spirituality? And
now I think that's who said the never thing to her.
You know, like,
yeah. So that's,
she says it's all clicking in my heart. Thank you.
Yeah. So that part,
I'm sending you lots of love, and I'm sorry if I offended you or anything. Like, I'm so harsh, but it's like, oh my God.
Well, you're mad because you felt that energy of that. And that is not divine masculine energy. That's that, you know, authoritarian energy that we can have in all kinds of different situations. So with her, I would ask how old that part was, connect to that little girl that felt that heard it whenever it was said to her, and bring her back into your heart. Because that's the part of us, if you want to call it, it sets out here on a shelf. It goes where it's safe. It goes somewhere else to be safe. And tell her to get that free gift that I sent and listen to that. Listen to that part of when you felt the non-acceptance. That MP3, because it really...
So it's on the gift. It's on the gift page. So be sure to...
Download it. Go download it.
Yeah, listen to it. Good.
Yeah, because that'll help support that.
Awesome. Good. Yeah, so she's okay.
Someone does that. When they do that, it's like that's their own insecurities that want that they don't know how to handle something yet. So that's what a bully is. It makes them feel empowered in some way to keep someone disempowered, and they do that through their own insecurities when they don't know the answer to something.
Awesome.
Besides that, he's a narcissist. Sorry. I just saw that.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Sorry, Jennifer. We love you.
Exactly. We love
Daddy's
you.
Daddy's a narcissist.
Shush. All right. How's everybody else doing? I mean, Yvonne said this is such a powerful call. Loving it, you know? And because it has been, and it's been like so... not just powerful, but authentic, real, right? And
we need to play more often, Shefali. We just need to come on and talk to people.
I know, right? I know. It's been too long. It's like, my goodness. Yeah. My dad is awake, but very narcissistic.
I told you.
Yeah.
He did the sign. It's like, okay. Bless his heart. That's what we say in the South. You know, it's like way before Honopopo, we knew it. It just got bless your heart.
Awesome. Good. All right. So, you know, definitely take a look at those two packages. You know, the three live calls plus the membership, or the three live calls and the 40-minute session with Kimberly and the membership group. I think you'll really, you know, get a lot of value out of it. So, take a look at it at alara.at/show/Kimberly. Oh no. Kimberly, any last words of wisdom for us?
Let's see. What wants to come in? I feel a dragon wanting to come in. I've got my dragon card here beside me. Let me see which dragon wants to come in and play.
I love dragons. I couldn't bring my dragon with me on my trip, so I left him at home.
I've got these. Have you got those Diane Cooper dragon cards? They're so cool.
No, I don't.
They're really cool. I got to do my own set with all of my artwork. I am loving these dragons. I don't usually read the book. Her dragons are all dimensional stuff. We'll see what dragon wants to be here with us today. Source dragon.
Awesome.
Yay. Of course it would be source dragon.
Show it again, Kimberly. We didn't see because I was talking or something. And talk. Talk.
Okay.
Nope.
I can't read it from
talk while the picture's up.
I can't see it to see. Okay, so source dragon is that energy of knowing that we're all source and connecting to that, and that we're always supported by that. Look how happy he is. He's so happy that we connected to our divine source today.
I can
feel that in it. You know, when I saw that energy of all the expansion in the little golden colors, that's the colors that I was seeing and everything. That
beautiful.
Is so cool that it was source dragon. And I shuffled them and then pulled it out of the middle.
I love it. And I love how he's working with that electricity, right? Between his hands.
Yeah. So, and he's the highest dimensional dragon in her thing.
Oh, nice.
It attunes you to the infinite.
Awesome. That's what we've been doing on this call.
I know. Is that too funny? That's just confirmation that it attuned you to that. That is so funny.
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's it. We are our own source dragons. Yay.
Yes, we are. Yeah, absolutely. Looked like a figure eight. Looked like the infinity symbol in the.
I know. I love the way that tail is in the infinity symbol.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's just confirmation that all the stuff that we did, that we're getting symbols everywhere.
Yes. We are. We get messages everywhere all the time. Are you willing to see them? Are you willing to receive them? Right?
Let me see what else. That's it. I'm just getting connect to that and connect to that infinite wisdom, your own divine being, and just connect to it. Like that's your homework. It's like you're to connect to that gift that you are. And the more that you connect to it, and actually tell it that it's safe to be the gift that you came to be. And then feel that connection to Gaia and how much she celebrated. that was when I saw the goal. I saw the when that celebration that Gaia and what mm-hmm. that energy really was. Feel the celebration. Because mm-hmm. we may not have got to feel it in the 3D at the time. Right. But the energy's out there.
Yes, absolutely beautiful. Thank you. I love your orange glasses.
Aren't those cool? my dollar peepers.
Cute. Yeah, thank you. And you know, it is about us being infinite. We are infinite beings, and about us connecting back to our superpowers, all of our superpowers. And to be honest, everything can be a superpower, right? If you're using it to be more of you, right? To express yourself in the world, to share, to be seen and be heard and not hide anymore, right? It's time to step up. Time to wake up and step
up. It's like using all our alchemy. And, you know, there was a time period with whatever reason that humanity, we quit using all of our alchemy. You know, for whatever reason that contract was, and now, you know, that's resolving and we're moving into bringing all of that back and to use all of our own alchemy. Mm-hmm. And so that's what Source is here letting us know, that it's safe to do that and to be that and to be the alchemist that we are.
Yep, it is safe. Yeah. It is safe. And you might have to tell yourself that a couple of times. It is safe. And when something comes up, ask yourself, what's the value of me holding on to this?
Exactly.
You know, and then let it go. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. And thank you, everyone, for all of your questions, comments, and feedback. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This was a great call. I'm sure there were some questions I didn't get to. I apologize. But we'll have to have Kimberly back sooner rather than, you know, the long drought that there was. Feels like a long drought for some reason, but maybe it was 6 months, but we'll have to have you back sooner, okay?
Oh, you know what? It hadn't been that long. Actually, I just realized I did your thing on, we did the landscape. So that was 8/8. I was on it on that day.
Yeah. August.
So, yeah. It's not as long as it seems like for, it feels like it's a bunch of lifetimes have happened since then.
And honestly, I think there have been a bunch of lifetimes that have happened.
We were collapsing all of those lifetimes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Kimberly. So much fun. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.